We are about to enter a whole new world, the world of trading card games. Join me on the show floor of Gen Con 2021.
This episode of Sports Card Investor is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade. Like advanced tools for price checking with the Price Guide beta within the eBay app, and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub.
So our friends at eBay said, Jeff, the trading card game market is exploding, and you gotta come to Gen Con to check this out and get a feel for what's happening. So I'm about to go up to the eBay booth and talk to Bob Means, Director of Trading Cards, as well as one of eBay's big dealers in the space. Hey everybody, I'm here with Bob Means, the Director of Trading Cards at eBay. And you guys have seen Bob on the channel before, but Bob, we're normally talking sports cards.
Yes, we are.
And we are in a whole new world today. This
Very
is something
different.
Totally different for me. It's new for the channel, but it is a huge, growing area, a big investment area for card investors in general out there. Tell us about this and what eBay's doing here.
Yeah, so we're at Gen Con right now in Indianapolis. I think this is the 25th Gen Con, something like that. We'll have to double check that one, but it's a great, great scene here. Lots of tabletop gaming, but of course, collectible card games is a big piece of the scene here. Lots of cards being bought and sold and traded, and it's a really fantastic thing to see.
It is. I mean, you know, for the viewers out there, you can kind of think of it as the equivalent of maybe the National, but for trading card games and tabletop games, and the energy is awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
The creativity, the energy, I mean, it's really up a level from what I've seen even at card shows. It's cool, and eBay is obviously a big part of this. Why are you guys here? Like, what excites you about being part of this?
Well, just like the National, it's important for us to get out here because these are the places where we can let people know that, one, we care about this business. This is a market that we want to grow and we want to see people enjoy and we want to be a part of, and we're a huge piece of that trading component. You know, we're still setting record-setting numbers for ourselves in the trading card business, and CCG, Collectible Card Games, is a huge piece of it. Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, kind of the big three, but we're seeing all these new businesses coming in, like Flesh and Blood and MetaZoo and Digimon and so on, and it's very different from sports trading cards because they've also got this secondary thing of being playable,
right?
Like, I mean, there's some people that they just want the cards to, like, sit down at a table and play a game.
Yeah.
And then there's a competitiveness that comes into it where sometimes you have to buy the more expensive cards to have the most competitive deck.
Yeah.
So that's where some of the collectability comes in. And then there's the third piece of it, which is the actual collectability.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see the cards. I'm sure you're going to get them on camera later. We've got some amazing Magic the Gathering cards out there. We've got some incredible Yu-Gi-Oh! Merchandise. We've got a really cool charity auction that's happening right now from Flesh and Blood, from the guy who started the company. He gave us some of his earliest works to put out on display and auction off for charity. It's a lot of fun. It's similar but different,
mm-hmm.
right? Like it's definitely got a different energy. It's a fun energy. You've got the people running around in costumes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you also go out there, you're going to see there's buying and selling happening. There's people sitting down bringing in crates of cards.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of big sellers out there who are on eBay are taking that inventory in. They're paying those guys out right in the moment. And then those guys are sometimes aggregating that value into a different kind of value, right? So they'll trade in 100 cards to get some sort of value, and then they'll buy an even more expensive card than they originally had in their collection.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the collection building happening in real time. It's really fun.
Yeah, a lot of energy on the show floor. And much like sports cards, trading card games have exploded
Yep.
over the last couple of years in popularity, and there's a whole opportunity there from an investability standpoint. What has eBay seen in terms of the growth of the trading card games area?
Yeah, so trading cards in general, I think if we haven't shared this with you, we did $2 billion in the first half. That's basically what we did in 2020.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it took us a half year to get to what we did in 2020. That gives you an idea of the growth across everything.
Yeah.
Pokemon as a CCG has been the most explosive. It's up something like 550, 540%. Ish number, sorry everyone, but like it's huge.
Oh, year over year.
Year over year, yeah.
I mean,
so it's
nuts.
Just
that's Yeah, unbelievable growth.
Crazy trajectory, and it's one of the four fastest growing categories on eBay right now. The other three, one that's kind of interesting is Marvel cards.
Okay. Not terribly surprised about that.
And then, cool. Yeah, especially with everything happening in the Marvel Universe and whatnot, people are jumping on that and having a lot of fun with it. And then in the sports world, soccer and tennis. On the CCG side, Pokemon's been the one that's really been standing out, but there's some new companies coming in. Again, I brought up Flesh and Blood. It's, I think, less than a couple years old now.
Yep.
And so it went through sort of the alpha beta thing. So out there, when you look at the cards, the highlights of the Magic the Gathering collection out there are the things that were from alpha or from beta, right? The first two sets. Limited print runs, not a lot of inventory, scarcity. There's four Black Lotuses out there, which would be like four Honus Wagners sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty shocking to see. I've been geeking out on it. But anyhow, Flesh and Blood was a recently released game, and it kind of had that same alpha beta sort of event go on, and people were jumping on those first editions from the collectability and from the investment perspective. Same time, there was actually a Flesh and Blood convention out in Las Vegas while we were out there. So there's lots of gamers getting in that as well.
Yep.
It's not just about investing, it's not just about collecting. Again, it's that third wheel of the actual playability of the cards that makes it so interesting.
And we just did on our channel just the other day, we did a break at MetaZoo, which I know is another, you know, kind of up and coming one. And so there's a lot of innovation happening in the space along with, you know, the big ones you know about, you know, like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic. That continued to go on and do big things.
And it's funny because MetaZoo, I had never seen, they actually had a booth at the National.
Yeah.
And you walk past and you're like, what's that?
Right.
And the next thing you know, you see people flipping cards for a few hundred dollars and whatnot. And so it's pretty impressive. So, you know, I'm going to wander around later and see if I can find, you know, what's the next trading card that somebody's about to come out with.
That's the fun of this.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's just like, I mean, honestly, just like being at the National, it's like the energy and excitement and anticipation here of what the next big thing is and trying to hop on trends early.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. It's really, really engaging. So you guys are doing a lot of special stuff here. Like, first of all, this art is absolutely incredible. Your booth design is ridiculously awesome.
Yeah.
You've got some crazy card promos you're doing. Tell us about everything that's going on here.
So booth design is by a guy named Aaron Miller, who is an artist for Magic the Gathering. He's done some really cool cards, and all of the imagery that you see has been built into various Magic the Gathering cards that he's done. We're also, he did a custom playmat for us. So in most of these games, you want to baby your cards as much as possible. So a lot of almost all the guys are playing with their cards in sleeves, at least penny sleeves, or maybe even sturdier sleeves like Dragon Shield or Beckett sleeves or anything like that. But you play on a playmat, and we've got a playmat. I've got to show this off. So that's a custom by Aaron Miller. Really cool. We're giving this out for free. So anybody who comes by the eBay booth and fills out a little document about themselves like we were doing at the National is going to get that that Aaron Miller playmat. He's also coming by Tuesday to sign stuff.
Cool.
So, I know you're into this. Like, you got to go hit the stores, find the Aaron Miller cards, bring them back, get them signed. It's the exact same thing, right?
Get them authenticated. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's a lot of fun. And again, he did great work on all the booths. We're also partnering with Ski again.
Oh, Ski, friend of the program.
Yeah.
Big guy in the trading card in the sports card world.
We saw him at Beckett as well. Yeah. He made some great cards for us at the National that were built off of sort of a homage to Kanye West albums. Mm-hmm. And so what he's done here, Post Malone
cool.
is a big Magic the Gathering player, so hopefully you guys can zoom in on this, but he made a Pokemon Post Malone, a Magic the Gathering Post Malone, which is a play on words of his favorite commander that he plays with. And we have another one of these kind of yellow Pokemon versions.
Awesome.
And they're
great.
All foil finished too, which is a lot of fun. And then he made a zombie post, which is going to be like a token card, and tokens are part of the Magic the Gathering. You know, you need them on the side to play certain things. But anyways, these are super cool. Ski again, the whole thing, I'm not going to be able to do this, but the whole thing, it folds out into like an image on the back.
Cool.
The four of them connect together to make a really cool thing. So that's fun. We've got, again, the charity auction with Flesh and Blood.
Yeah.
We're selling off like one of the first sheets they ever printed.
Mm-hmm.
First edition book about the world of Flesh and Blood and a few other cards and whatnot. Really, really cool stuff. We've got some great things from Yu-Gi-Oh! Aaron, I think you'll be talking to him later. He can fill you in a little bit of that information.
Sure.
I'll save that for him. And then we've got some great stuff. Daniel Chang from Vintage Magic gave us some cards that he's got up on auction. It's over $2 million worth of Magic the Gathering. Mm-hmm. auction just went live. The Black Lotus is already at like 60, mm-hmm. you know, and that's, they're going to go well above that. Mm-hmm. You know, the last Black Lotus we had that was similar went for $511,000, somewhere around that. And wow. We expect, you know, it's, we expect to completely smash those numbers.
Wow.
So super fun. Wow.
So,
lots
yeah,
of great inventory.
Big cards. What are some of the more memorable cards that have you've seen on eBay from, you know, kind of in, yeah. within the trading card game
in the CCG world? Yeah. Lots of big Pokemon. So we've got some first editions that have sold. I know off the top of my head, we did a first edition Charizard for I think about $394. There's a first edition Pokemon set that went for $500,000.
That's $394,000.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking. This
yeah.
is like, you know, these are like Michael Jordan 86 Fleer rookie
yeah,
card
yeah.
PSA 10 prices right here that we're talking about.
Those are.
Yeah.
I mean, those. You know, you. We know the cards in sports trading cards that you see them and you're just like, wow, those are special. These are the same things. These
yeah.
are the exact similar item. It's just a different genre, right? And so, in the Magic the Gathering, you know, the Power Nine, the original big amazing cards. When those go, they go for big dollars. But yeah, so we've had some Pokemon go for $300,000 above. Some Magic the Gathering Black Lotuses. There's been a lot. There's a lot of interest right now in these very special, unique, graded. You know, all of these cards are going through PSA or Beckett at this point. People want it encapsulated. They want to know that the autograph is legit. Like the whole, it's exactly the same thing. It's just, and in some ways, there's a scarcity built into this because there will never be an alpha set again.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how many of those cards got, you know, thrown in the trash or bent or beer spilled on them during a late night game or whatever happened to them. There's just not that many left. So when you see them, it's a special thing to see. You're like, just like a sports trading card, you're looking at a piece of history.
Yeah, really, really cool. Well, what do you think's next for trading card games and for eBay? Is this growth going to continue? Do you think eBay is just going to continue to, you know, heat up in all of these areas?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm bullish about it.
Yeah.
I think sports trading cards, I think the CCG side of it, and I also, like I was saying about the Marvel cards, I think that there's some stuff out there happening on the non-sports trading card side of the world that could be really interesting too. That stuff, it's been printed once. It's not going to get printed again. People are trying to get their hands on it. You know, there's also the nostalgia factor. So you see things. Pokemon is about 25 years old. Magic's about 25 years old. So you're seeing people going back to their childhood with these games. Yu-Gi-Oh! Will be coming up on its 25th anniversary. So it'll be interesting to see. You have to ask Aaron about that. Like, and then there's these new ones coming out. And I think that's what it is. If you're from an investment perspective, you know, the new games that are coming out are worth taking a stab in. The one thing I would say that's different about CCG is don't worry about maybe burning some of that investment on just learning how to play the game. Become a fan of the game as well, and then you'll have a better idea of what are the things that you should be collecting.
Sure.
Right? Like if you don't know anything about Magic the Gathering, you're going to be a sucker.
Yeah.
Because you're
going to
go out there sure. and you're going to go, I want that. That looks cool.
Yeah.
Like if I bought cards, I'd buy them on what looks cool, and that
yeah.
doesn't mean they're necessarily valuable. But if they interact in the game in a powerful way,
yeah.
they're going to have intrinsic value
yep.
that will never go down.
Yep.
And then they'll add to that a collectible value.
Yep.
So I think the CCG side is a great place to be right now. I think sports cards is going to continue to be a great place to be as people continue to innovate new versions and new styles and new things. And, you know, we might see some of that sports card innovation make its way to CCG.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go walk around the show floor a little more and take more of this in here at Gen Con with eBay.
All right. Thank you.
So there are many hot products in the trading card space, and that means investment opportunities as well. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is one of those products that I think might be a little underrated right now, and there might be some opportunity around. I'm going to sit down with one of eBay's biggest power sellers of Yu-Gi-Oh! As well as Pokemon to get a little more perspective on where this all may be headed. Hey guys, I'm here with Aaron Ottensman. He's one of the big eBay dealers in the trading card game space. He operates under Sassy Auto. And you've been doing this for a bit. So you've seen this crazy explosion in trading card games over the last several years. What has this been like as a dealer?
So as a dealer, it's been absolutely crazy. So we started professionally in 2015. And from there, you kind of see the growth of especially trading cards going from graded you see the market kind of accepting graded cards from raw collectors, and then you see a lot more people submitting cards to PSA, as you can see from the last couple years.
Much as like what's happened in sports cards.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like graded cards have become the gold standard for any type of investing or collecting.
Yeah, so you just see a lot more collectors entering the market, and then, you know, almost like the market cap rising.
Yeah.
And the more money coming into the market, it's it's really crazy.
Right. Yeah. And so you I know you do a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! What areas of trading card games do you operate in as a dealer?
We do a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon.
Okay.
Yep.
Those are your big areas.
Yep.
And you do a lot of that business on eBay.
Yeah, all on eBay.
All on eBay. Yep. So tell me what you've seen in those markets specifically. Like, where has Yu-Gi-Oh! Come, and where do you think Yu-Gi-Oh! Might be going forward?
Sure. So in 2015 we started really selling high volume products and sealed products from distributors and Konami like that. And we kind of just took it from a few cases here and there up until like now we get like 15 pallets a day and send it all out, resale on eBay, and it's really great. For the collector space, it's been, when I started, collectors weren't so, they didn't buy into grading as much, and then you kind of, it kind of starts as like, okay, I'll send 10 cards to PSA. Okay, I got 8 tens back. And it almost becomes like an addiction from there, you know what I mean? So I think a lot of collectors got into that, and then the market just kept going, and it's crazy.
And now, were you a game player yourself originally? Were you a Yu-Gi-Oh! Player?
Yeah, I originally started playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Back in elementary school, and then played up until 2015, and then went business full time.
Cool. Wow, that's really cool. Being able to take, how has it felt taking like a personal passion of yours, I assume game playing, you were, you know, and turning it into a big scaling business, becoming a huge power seller on eBay?
Yeah, so my two big passions are trading cards and e-commerce.
Okay.
So it makes sense to combine the two and just put it all into one business kind of, and it's been a dream really.
Yeah. So you're doing a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh! Business. So tell me about the Pokemon side. What's Pokemon been like?
Yeah, Pokemon has been really crazy. Ever since a couple years ago now, Pokemon started waiving products. So you order, hey, I want this many cases. Your distributor says, well, you can get this many.
Right.
And you don't want as much as you can get, but you take what you can get.
Yeah.
Especially since with COVID and manufacturing distribution issues, it's been really crazy. And products have been going for... At least new products have been going for way more than before.
It's good for investors when demand is exceeding supply, right? And we're seeing a lot of that happening in the trading card game space right now, and obviously that's helping drive up prices, and you know, you see a lot of interest on the secondary market because the supply is limited, and so then the secondary market becomes very, very valuable for the reselling of product on eBay and everything like that. Any other games in the trading card space that you kind of have your eye on? What do you expect to see in the future?
Yeah, so kind of you got the big three games. You got Magic, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic is definitely the biggest of the three. I think it has like the highest probably market cap. I think Pokemon is doing really well. They had the explosion with Logan Paul last year opening, just kind of out of the blue, like, hey, here's a base set box, and then everything went crazy. Especially with like people just storming their targets to get sealed product. And
got a little crazy. Got a little crazy out there.
Just a little crazy. Hope starting to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
But still crazy. And then I think Yu-Gi-Oh! Has a good market cap. It's kind of like at the bottom of the pack, but I think it has the most room to grow.
Interesting. Okay.
That's what I believe.
I like that. As an investor, you're looking for the next thing. So that's interesting. And why that perspective? Now, obviously, you're all in on Yu-Gi-Oh! But why do you think it has the most room to grow?
Yeah, so I think the prices of product compared to what's on the market available it's at a good standstill, so to say. So like, for example, you can get the first edition Pokemon box. I don't know what they're selling for, $400,000, give or
take.
Lots of money. But you can get a first edition Yu-Gi-Oh! Box right now for $50,000. Mm. So I think, obviously, I think there's more Yu-Gi-Oh! Boxes out there, but I mean, that gap is 8x. Mm. I mean, I think it has really room to grow, especially as you see like more collectors and everything open boxes to get these cards to grade. You get PSA 10s, BGS 10s, anything like that. So I think there's definitely good marketability there.
And as a Yu-Gi-Oh! Is also the youngest of the three products.
Right, yep.
So that's also kind of interesting as well, because that means that some of the collectors, some of the early game players of Yu-Gi-Oh! they maybe have not yet quite hit
right.
the age where they can, you know, where they're going to be dropping $400,000 on a box.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll be there in 5 or 10 years,
exactly,
right? So
yeah.
Like, you know, if you can get in now with prices where they are, there could be more money flooding in
yeah.
as you know, the collector base ages a bit and has more discretionary income.
Yeah. You got to follow the market trends.
Got to follow the trends. Cool.
Yeah.
Aaron, this has been great. I appreciate it. Good luck with everything you're doing with eBay, and keep up the good work. I may be a customer of yours on eBay sometime soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
One purchase down, maybe many more to go. What do you guys think about the future of trading card games from an investment standpoint? Let me know in the comments below. And would you like to see more content like this? Let me know what you think. But for now, I'm doing some more walking on the show floor of Gen Con.